is having to learn this way so on. And the learner will never be ending it to punish them. This is a good sign of stuff. This is already the promise of Bruce Owens. And this is after solar promise. And then you end. In the children, in some way, if you hear Allah HaKa'a Allah Me'ilet, the shaft of Allah Shem HaKecha, the might of the Kimmel, the Rachel Shem HaKecha, the Yishav Secha, the Yivin Yishka, the Rish HaVish Secha. And the kids, the Rachel, the Shem HaKecha, will you open up the Vizit Shem HaKecha? And continue, the Rish HaKecha, correct? But continue, let me speak about what it is. The Shem HaKecha, the Rachel, the Shavitz, the Shem HaKecha, this is not the promise of the work against the nation of the Egel. There is a promise on behalf of the Earth's soil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kari Yochu, actually is the attorney for the Earth's soil, for the Knesset's soil, and he makes the promise that today is effective not only with regard to a Yochu, who works at Kari Yochu, but also for him. This is the Egel. Averis Yechidei, with a personal which was designated as the Kippur later, and because of this event, it was not sufficient to assure Israel that they will not be alienated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Eretz Yisrael was not a partner. In the age of the Eretz Yisrael did not have any part. In the whole, so to say, encounter between Mesa and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eretz Yisrael was not mentioned at all. The question of the Zohar is heaven, which is in a chet, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but in Goyes as well. Eretz Yisrael was not mentioned. That Eretz Yisrael is going to readmit these so-called, the people who were in exile, Eretz Yisrael. Is the Israel mentioned in Kisisha? A promise on behalf of Eretz Yisrael? Not a single word. This is the promise in Kisisha, is the chet. Chet HaYochid, this is personal sin. Personal sin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu will be completely eliminated and forgiven the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiven the Israel and the evil. That's all. But there is, but hearing that and the point of it was headed towards the Jordan River, and then the soil wasn't the problem only of personal sin, but a problem of collective sin, of the sin of the community as such. And this sin does, in particular, it was a problem of the Eretz Yisrael, as I always said, no one has a right to promise, no one has a right to promise Moshe or the Bnei Yisrael that whatever they will do in the land of Israel, we will be forgiven. So this promise was made to Moshe Rabbeinu through Mishnah there. And the second is in its own. The content of the Eschanan and that of Mitzrayim is almost identical. If you and in both of them is one principle emphasized, namely the principle that should be absolute, all inclusive, true kaporet, the response to true. Is possible. The Bnei Yisrael, the Bachis Hayomim, the Echtzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will restore his Rachmi and bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael won't be able, Bachis Hayomim, say, I was not involved in this promise, in this transaction, because Rohe had no right to promise. We had a right to promise, and this is Mishnah. Because Shuvah Satzibur particularly, with regard to Averes Mishat Yisroel resent. It's a typical Averes Mishat Yisroel resent. And when the Torah is given, was given in the soil of Teres Canaan 40 years before, so that the Rabbeinu said, "Veisoki lo'oret eschem kasha ko'asu es ha'geya shal lefnechem." Why did the Rabbeinu say it? Because it tells them, listen, there are certain Averes over which I cannot say, I have no control. So certain Averes on which they wouldn't listen to me. All right, I promised Kaporet, Chulim, Kippur, but not for all of them. There was one set, one group of Averes which there is no promise given to you. And the Eretz Yisroel will resent it. There's a kasha. Toki or et eshe. He didn't say. Ben Yishon didn't say. Shani v'atun emche v'chem. He didn't say that. Toki or et eshe. You come on. Meisha ben Yishon come on. Knackle on my door. When the man came, he did it with Eivor. Eivor, he was successful. Well, next time I don't know, because I have no right actually to bestow Mechimah Hu Slichet for Averes which were actually committed not only against me, but against the Lohem. When he saw Kioret Esrem Kasha Koha Shashadeh Lohem, and if the Lohem will demand justice, I doubt I doubt whether I'm able to bestow Mechilus Metafayot. The Meisha, this for me is Meisha, in the last day of his life, or the last days of his life, and he did farewell to Bnei Yisrael, and he could not leave Bnei Yisrael without the Haftorah Satshuah, pertaining to specific areas. Which the land is interested in the law and is involved. We couldn't live this with a bill in leaving the Bnei Yisrael by Midland. So we had to give them the Haftorah Satshuah. This is a Sefer Mishnah Torah. So he gave actually two Haftorah Satshuah. One of them is Hanan. With regard to Averes, for which the land demands exile. A certain Averes which you don't kill, you don't slug. Certain Averes, those are not the worst Averes, the worst Onshin. The Averes which the Enish is not Golas. As long as the Enish is not Golas, I can interfere, the measure is set, and the store is lit and filled. But if the Enish of the Averes is a natural one, Golas, for simple reason, because the land cannot suffer it, cannot tolerate it. It's like somebody throwing up a certain food and which is not in agreement with him, which is what we did. Then he's no mechid, he's in Vayik for no mechid in Osnachet. No mechid in Osnachet. V'shoki oret esen kashako asen shay, shagei asen lefeyeh. So this is in the Meish Rabbeinu, in the Mishnah Torah, the Pia Kodesh Baruch Hu has made a new promise pertaining to Tshuva. Namely, that all of us, regardless of Achet Ishi or Achet from the Kvar Yisrael, with the land already is not satisfied and demands a severe punishment means Golas. And as a matter of fact, the Meisha Rabbeinu spoke in the Teich Kisove about Golas. Yitin al Hashemes Malkocho. Take a look in Kisove. In Kisove, he spoke about Golas. And the idea of Golas, the Eretz Yisrael is interested in such areas. Not interested, does not want to grant the Pharisee. یکی سال بسید
میگه در کشتبه ایس خواه بسمال شکا
یعنی خدیشم ایس خواه بسمال شکا اشد تاکی مولای خواه که او گوی اشده یا داتو روی دیگه وطیزی گوی اشد کاس باره اصول داتو با تن کنتینو
اصول داتو آتو با من تفاو و بعد تشعب الارجیم اخیرم ایتو 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 لشان و لمشان و لشنینا و ترامی ما شرنا حکفا
شرنا There is no better description in this description in the Teichach. This is God. Take a look in this Eschanan again, God. We see Tzchadishem in Hanan. In the Eschanan.
Louder,
louder. Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet
Nishan Temet Nishan Temet
Nishan Temet Nishan Temet
Nishan
Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet
Nishan Temet Nishan
Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet
Nishan
Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan Temet Nishan in Kisone and everything we take in the sun. Not just goers. There's no goers without any desire. This is more than a woman. What is it more? And the soil. It's not a desire. It's bitter. I mean, desire, goers is a desire. Because of the life, because of that. The tendency and the part of the and the person is exiled, is a stranger in the land, is to imitate, is to imitate the people who are actually citizens of this particular land, to imitate as to Mores, as to Ashkofe, and even as to imitation of certain life, like for a certain customs. It's a very desire. Because we have no pride, we don't have the courage, to the courage I mean, on the contrary, not to act as the people, the old timers in this land do. We don't have the courage. So his goal is always there is imitation. Of course, the result of this imitation is always a result. This is exactly the problem which Moshe Rabbeinu was faced. I mean, the time of when he was ready, when they saw him already put enter into Eretz Yisrael. But what another an aftoche, special aftoche, a special parshas actually. Not one parsha actually, but two parshas actually, which are necessary to promise the Bnei Yisrael that Shuvah is all inclusive. There is not a single avera which cannot be washed off by Shuvah, wiped off by Shuvah. Every avera, the most horrible one, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not listen to the land, which will demand goers. He refused to accommodate the people, but he grants Yisrael Moshira, despite sometimes of the Kitta Kategah, the fact that the Eretz Yisrael will be an accuser of the man that Yisrael Moshira did not grant him. He will ignore all pleas. Who does this say for a Rahman? I'm not to do it. I'm going to hear. Here it is. Vayan vayimach, at Hashem alakin and divo alayim, Moshe nana. Here it is. Nonsense. With the idea he saw it, it's like in Moem, the Midas Arachmi, the Zere idea chasod of the Moem, the eight shivokoku bedvorov, שלוייארזרו לחלקולם, וייסו בכל חטאיסו, וגולי, ואוכלו אסכם ארץ רענים, ארץ רענים, הכל שבגולי, נפיים לתכם, ולחזק ליבם בידיע ישרם, כי במידס הרחמין יצריך עמו הם לילה. שלהים הרודם ליוחל לרשס את הארץ. People should not say that they should not say. It's impossible, it's beyond and above the possibility, human ability to re-enter the land. Actually, it is correct, I mean, when you look, sometimes you may actually be exiled, one is exiled, and comes back. It's very seldom that the one who was exiled from the land, he might find another land, but exactly the same land which he was forced to leave. Actually, finally, the relationship is the relationship between the one who was exiled and the land from which he was exiled. A very weak one, a very weak relationship. And here is that our soul will not forget them, and will wait for them, and our soul will not actually try to demand Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Almighty completely that the Tshuva should not be accepted. In order to bar them from entering, re-entering Eretz Yisrael. Kein odom asher leyimtso, asher leyechto, de miyad, liyachsi yemidus ha-din mutucho, why is miyad is Eretz Yisrael? For the shock of Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't wait, I mean, for me to punish you. But the land will throw up, will reject, complete rejection. מולק מסוחה כנגד, ונאבד, ואוכן הביע מישה רבינו, כי הקדוש ברוך הוא רחמון מולה רחמין. The land may refuse, but הקדוש ברוך הוא לא נטרפיש, מולה רחמין. כי המחירו והסליחו ממנו יצבח. It means no one else has a right, I mean, to tell הקדוש ברוך הוא, or can tell הקדוש ברוך הוא, upon whom he should bestow מחילה, and upon whom he shouldn't bestow מחילה. It is completely the exclusive property right, the exclusive right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises them, regardless of all the fears, they will come back to Eretz Yisrael, regardless of all the difficulties of coming to come, which usually accompany any attempt to come back to a land which I left so many years ago. ולכן הביע מישה רבינו כהקדוש ברוך הוא רחמון מול רחמין, כי המליחו מאמן זה יבודה מיד, ויעזר בני אדום בעלי דושי, ויעזר בני אדום בעלי דושי, תמחילו להצליחו ממנו יזבורך, סיוע ועזר לבני אדום בעלי דושי, וכן שאומר הכוסף, כי אם חו הסליחו, what does it mean in the last two lines? What it means in the last two lines? It's not a question of how the Ramban quotes, it's a question of how actually to understand the question. What's the man to worry?
If there is no
slicker,
then what's the point?
I'll tell you about how I interpret the Kimcha slicker the man to worry. Okay. For instance, if one at the next take off one is like a disease, which is incurable. And the one who is afflicted by this disease tries, of course, to get cure, to get therapy, but somehow the fact that he knows that this disease is incurable, so is this mere knowledge is a limiting factor on his efforts, as far as his efforts are concerned. Imagine the motor, for instance, if there would be a possibility for people not to die, to be immortal, not to die, or to live a long, long life, 500 years, who would try his best to get this privilege to live, I believe, 1,000 years. Sometimes people don't do anything to help themselves is because they know it is completely useless. Futile, it is futile. But if they didn't know, that's actually the human being, the human being comes to terms even with the Malacha Mabes. So David says in Tilling, if Tshuva would be not granted, and Tshuva would sometimes be granted, and sometimes not granted, if Tshuva was not an aftoche, a promise, but it would depend upon certain circumstances. And the certitude of Kabbalah Tshuva would completely be unknown. So I understand, so people, it's understandable why they wouldn't do Tshuva. But let's say, use Tshuva sometimes with Tshuva in the Aznakata. But Tehim Chua Slicha is Tshuva. You have Slicha, there's no doubt about it. So why? We're not to go. Then if a person comes and doesn't do Tshuva, it is negligence and stupidity on his part. Since Tshuva is possible, not possible, Tshuva is aftoche, and you will certainly get Mechira and Slicha, is to neglect this opportunity when someone commits an aver, and not to do Tshuva, is a crime. It's like somebody whose disease is curable, but he simply is lazy because of laziness and negligence, he does not apply his most, to get this particular therapy. If Tshuva would be a probability, so you say probability, you don't believe in it. Tshuva is not a probability. It's not a statistics of probability. Tomorrow means, the man tomorrow is that the human being must feel you. Why? When you should be feared. You know that you should be feared. Tivorei should be feared. Why? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would sometimes forgive him, and sometimes not refuse to forgive him, then one can say, oh, he wouldn't forgive me anyways, no use, so I don't have to fear him. Was a unifier. If I was furious, because he wouldn't forgive me anyway. But the Tehim Chua Slicha, that you forgive, there's no doubt. Is Yiras Hashem a logical consequence? The man, if actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depends upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the certainty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives, he never refuses, he makes it a chakra. This itself has got, should increase the intensity and fear of the intensity of fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Tshuva is possible. If Tshuva would be just a probability, so you give up, and that's all. Like a person who is sick and he gives up because he sees that there is no way to fear, no hope. People are realists, and if there's no hope, they give up the attempt to make an effort in order to get the proper therapy. The same is true, as said, Tehim Chua Slicha, יום מסכנים אותו מידת לבו. זה אולי, כשהחייתי נלמטר הפרב הוא הורב הוא לחפש, זה יקביר שיר תשולה, אבל לא הוא גרנט נשים, אבסולושן ואבסולבים, אבדכם. And if you don't try, if you don't try to do tshuva and to repent and to come back to the Baruch Hu, it is negligence, not because you're a skeptic. You know, there, well, there, there is always a possibility, not a fear of tshuva, a certainty of tshuva. Mm-hmm. If the Imcho ask Licho, the man Tivor is, because Imcho ask Licho, and you never refuse tshuva, Shlicha Mechila, this fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always a Mechel Mishalayach should increase the fear of the people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make them do tshuva. Do tshuva even when the way to Shlicha Mechila is a very complicated one. This is it.
When the monks were ready to leave, and because she was available, therefore your sin is greater if you don't look for
it. Yeah, correct. So, no, the monks were
there. No, your sin in not seeking it now becomes greater because it's available. You're culpable if you don't look
for it. This Yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be more intense, more powerful as far as the hate is concerned than it would have been in a case in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have never promised the Chilul HaShlicha. This is it. Kimchas Lamad Vori was Sevira, the Ezer of Bnei Odom, Bavei Dosek. But the Chilul HaShlicha is Bnei Odom, Bavei Dosek. If you have Shlema HaKosuk, Kimchas HaShlicha, ולכן הגיע מישר עבדו רחמו זה צאתו יחשבי חיימחו הסליחו ומחינו ממנו יצבורך שמיע ועזר בני אודם בביקושי כי משנה משומה הקוסף חיימחו הסליחו למען תבורך. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped in Tshuva, correct. HaSlicho v'Hamchino Memenu Yizborach, Seyu Aveizer L'Bnei Odom Bavei Dosek. U'Ki Yesh Omer HaKosuf, Kimcho HaSlicho L'Uran Tivorech. And apparently the Ramban is most probably referring to the fact of the miracle of their punished immediately. So miyad nei levat, miyad nei levat. This is what the man said. So it is, Shleim ha-odom miyuchal ha-reshet ha-shoron, Tein odom ha-shalei yechto, מיד תהיה מיוסדים מתוכו כנגדי, if he just have any doubt whether or not he is physically capable of inheriting the land, is מיד תהיה מיוסדים מתוכו כנגדי, the way it was at the time of the מרגלים, at the time of the מרגלים. לא חיים ונעד. It means he will be exiled and thrown off by the land. Whatever. Lochei, Yidir, Meshe Rabbeinu, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman, Mo, Rachmin, kam khira va stikh va mani iz bora iz mani iz bora se yu a veiz va ze odam da ve gasve de that apparently that a kodesh bora helps the person to do tshuva and I'll tell you what the mokra for Ramban is. The Ramban is operated with the source. The more in Sanhedrin, the more says the Ramban. That's very mere. Yisroel, im Yisroel negori, im Yisroel chesron b'tshuva negori. Zmeinu chesron b'tshuva, einam negori. But kibbe im Yisroel, zesh chesron b'tshuva. Zesh chesron b'tshuva, is negori. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Lezer. It's one of the few places where the Rambam passes like Rabbi Lezer against Rabbi Kiyo. And then you saw the goal of Rabbi Tshuva. And when you say Tshuva, there is no good, no beer from the Shia. No. The question is, so what is the meaning of beer from the Shia? If it depends on the hating, so how can we know that happened? And there will be tshuva on the part of the Klal Yisroel, and this tshuva will entirely justify our return to our Yisroel. So the Gemara says that the more commanded a man or Adam worship it among, the nation tshuva will be gone. So what did Rabbi Lezer say? That actually there is no aftocha from Gula per se, that the soil will be redeemed. Notwithstanding circumstances, whether it is whether or not, there is still a difference. The way it happened yesterday, and by its wisdom, the Shirin Shana. Shirin Shana and Bogat is over time. And regardless of their behavior, they're not affected. They were bothered with a lot of great tradition. Ezra says, Nehemiah described the family wise, the family of Moshe Matthias, and the time of civil, but not indicative of Sadiq Eva. And Nigalo, nevertheless Nigalo. Is only for 70 years, the Kate Shimon Shon. What in that room would be the Gur, Melech HaMashiach, the Gur Shlishish, as they call, with a 12th tshuva, with a tshuva to the Kozbuch of the Olat Rajima. The first tshuva. So the question is, Musa, what is that? The Bir HaMashiach, with Gur HaSesroel, is in the Anikya, with his Gimel Ikri. So where is the Ikri? It depends upon us. Upon our decision, so how can you say, I'm imamim, the moon of Shemu, the beings of the Shriach, of Apishi, Yisraeli, of Hosea, of Hakli, of Haim, Shiyoret? What kind of a Hakli, of Haim, Shiyoret? They didn't promise, they promised something. The answer is that there is a promise of Haim, not good without truth, for there will be truth. If Moreshkicho, if Aramis has a, look, Moreshkicho, Tevah, של באחרי סיומים, או של סייף היומים, סייפון של ישראל לעשה שובו, ומיד אין לבוא. The promise from Gura Asido is not a direct promise from Gura, but Tshuva. There will be Tshuva, and if Tshuva will be realized, so there is no problem. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us survive the goyim, and will help us to do tshuva, and because of that, there is a yikya, there is the principle of the Melech HaMashiach, the goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a yikya radas, because of the Aftokha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Ramban Dio Meshe Rabbeinu, they said, Kein Odom Hashem Eyechto, Lutomi Tiyo Mirisadi Mituchu Kim Yadrei. So he said, there will be no tshuva. There will be no tshuva. The Mirisadi will be quick in taking revenge and punishing the person who hated, but there will be no opportunity for truth. And that's exactly what we say in the Parashat of Shemini Kippur, Vad Yemesei Chakalei. Vad Yemesei Chakalei, Miyoshev Miyate Kablei. It's not only Miyoshev Miyate Kablei, it's a great miracle. The great miracle is the Mechakalei of Hayim Shigare. Because you can wait for 8 years for somebody to do truth. This is the most important matter which is actually without which Shuga wouldn't have had the significance which it does have now. The Gemara says, information by Yishtachu. Vayam Hashem HaFarir HaShem HaShem HaFarir 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 Yeah, but what is the lesson? It's got it. It's got it. It's got One man don't say not Rav Chesed nor Rav Emes. Rav Chesed V'Emes. There is a passage, then Rav Chesed V'Emes. What is Rav Chesed? Rav Emes, Rav Shchuve, is rooted in Midas Emes. Midas Chesed you need for the Kaviyoch, the Sablonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to wait for the Roshe. Let me see you are all, is unique, but Shuva does not require so much a sudden kindness and part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu as the Torah, as the readiness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to wait for the Chaiti for so many years, or such a long time. Is my naked after I started Rav Chesed V'Emes, or Rav Chesed, it means the Keiach HaTshuva is, we recognize the beauty and the miracle, the miraculous nature of Tshuva, not so much by the forgiving on the part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but by the readiness to make. The problem is, Vokhves Tameret Rami. Before the Chait, he actually goes through the stages of Chavotik, Kabbalah, Rosit, etc., etc. Is the goal is the Eretz Amin is actually destroying the Jews before he has the chance of repenting, destroying the Jews. Walk with Eshem Eretz Amin, that's it. If this is a Rav Chesed, the Rav Chesed does not mean because he forgives. It means more. He waits for the Jew. The way that you do tshuva, and secondly, somehow he makes the Jew preserve his identity. Somehow the Jew does not lose his identity during the waiting period, during the long years during which the Jew is not waiting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands at the door and waiting for him to do tshuva. That's what the Ramban says. Umiyad, they did not in Rav Chesed. The people had doubts. But Akhil Zohu will wait for 1900 years in order to bring them closer to the Guru. So he said, Asha Leyechol, Vishayina Rodom Leyuchal Lo Reshis Esorah, it's an impossibility. Why? Kein Rodom Asha Leyechol, Amin, there is Chet. ומיד תהיה מידע שעדים לתוכן פנימי, מידע שעדים לתוכן מידע, מידע שעדים לתוכן רדי, 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 תוהם יותר ונאיבה לא חייני, דיר מיש רבינו, לא כתם לשבור פה רחמון מורי רחמין כי מחיל לו הסליחו ממנו יזבורך זה סליחו ובסיוע ואיזו נתיחוב זה טיפו ובי תשובה בצד של אקסטיין, הטיבן, דיראות ושחד בוחו אקסטיין של הטיפו מקסים ווייט שור סומן יירס ועד ימי שתחת להם זאת אומרת כי הסליחו והמחירו ממנו יזבור שיוע ואיזו נתיחודם בעבי דושה הקודש בוחו הלפו כי יש לנו רק עושה כי אם חורה סליחו נאמן תבואי, רוב עוד איזה תלוב על הפוסות כי אם אתה סליחו וסליחו איז כי אם אתה סליחו כי אם אתה סליחו למען תבואי ועוד תלוב, רוב עוד איזה סליחו כי אם אתה סליחו למען תבואי
not to grant for him here, or simply not to help the Chayitim. The Ramban says here that Ramban is much better here, I'll tell you what I'm asking. Ramban is much better something. It is much better than the following. With regard to the ego, there is no promise to the Israel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them do tshuva in times of threat and confusion. That's so fine. If they'll do tshuva, they'll be accepted and Mimichira will be bestowed upon the faith. That's all. How long? There was no promise at all. But in Kimimukha Tshuva Leman Tivorei, this was a tshuva is the business of the Chayitim. Ishi Yishu Kriyasu Mekil Ashroa Ma'ele Ashroa Bor Oposem Vayiko Vizvadas Chatosam Lotin Vayivir Lotin Asham Asham Seves Asham Shil Chavuk or whatever it is that's all and they are ready to bring a problem to do tshuva because we go to that seven because we go to that seven because we go to that seven or to prove them by the train of their clause. If they will accept, if they will do to it, they will be not acceptable, that's all. Isn't it? And here already, there is speaks a different language. We show that the family came from Shuscho, you came from Amina, Shuscho Shama, ישור עד השם הלכך לשוסך זאת דגמור רבתי לסנגל ואת רואה, ואיש זה נאמר אבל ושוב נאמר in the translation by רבתי לסנגל is as follows ישור עד השם הלכך God will come לשוסך with the exiles from Golis this is the basic idea of the Shinti Begumusa It's not only Israel is an exile, but also the Shinesho. Where is it mentioned in Hashem and Kafa Shuscho? In Kisomet. It's on the floor. This is Rachman. Tshuva in Din and Tshuva in Rachman. Tshuva in Din is in Maishayim. Hashem, Rav Chan, Rav Chapayim, excuse me. Rav Chapayim, Rav Chasadim, excuse me. It's a name mistake. אחד אומר ערך הפיים גורם, אחד אומר הפסר. זה דיפור, אני שואל. אחד אומר ערך הפיים גורם, אחד אומר הפסר. זה הפסר שזה יונדסטיין. אז מי שעושים לזה, not motivated to do anything. The prospects of matters of children and everything. What is your Hakai? What did you see, Hakai? What did you see as far as the Hakai is concerned? Unlimited patience on the part of the Kaiser. You have to have 1 year, 1 year keeper, a second keeper, a third keeper, a fourth keeper. Then come to them, the Kriboho stands at the door and is waiting. Stands at the door and waits for the man to come. Radiant in the fight, radiant music. Not a fight with a couple of years. No. but the worst of fear would be worse.
The real worst.
I could have walked about a very too long and wait a short time. No, the question is whether the man is very capable of performing the great task of Shiva within a few years. This is a Chapayim of Tocher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever a man should do, not regardless, is Shiva is be a possibility, and always the Shari Shiva will be up. That means the one will be up, man, Hajah, so they will be open just a little bit. And as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when the Nashim, the Chazal said, when the Nashim did Shure. Yeah, and the Nashim, Chazal, the Apostle said about the Nashim, they come with Domu Rav, for the Nashim. Not just the, not yet a big tune on the Domu Rav. It's not the Domu Rav, for the Nashim. But that's a blood the Nashim has spilled, murder. Many murders are committed. So the king of the Malach HaShores will say that his children should not be accepted. Because he did children when he was in Goles, so he didn't do children while he was king. When he was in Goles, in Bobel, he did children. Possibly. What kind of a children is it? Because his brother said no. Once he did Shiva, he said, Chotosi, you know Shiva is enough to wipe off all the crimes, all the Chotosi, all the Avedis, and to cleanse the person of Chaitet, and make it possible actually a new kind of a life. This is not me as a deity. Me as a deity, Menashe had changed, Menashe had changed his way of life. Before he was exiled, so Mir Sadin would have meant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in accordance with the statue of Tshuva, he is entitled to Tshuva. But Menashe did not change his way, the way of his life while he was in Eretz Yisrael. He did it when he was in the prison camp, in the prison camp to go in Bogal. The prison for Malach HaShores. Malach HaShores means Malach HaShores don't understand Rachmi, you know that. Malach came in Yisrael in Pishachem. He was Shleich Malach from Lecha. And Rabbi Yisrael tells Nishim, but be careful with him. You are accustomed to dealings, to deal with me. He is much stricter than I am. Came in Yisrael in Pishachem. They remember me. You can simply bribe me by saying that Hashem Hashem Kerachon Chanom. But you cannot change the Malach's opinion about Shuvah. So there is no Shuvah according to Malach. Malach is not Shuvah. That's what the Mori meant. Yerushalmi Makas counts Shalallah Chochmo Chaitim Adinei, Shalallah Nuhue Chaitim Adinei, Shalallah Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the children that you're not saying nothing. Not a Kobonis, not Tisha, nothing. You know, that's a head of my hero children. This is Tshuva Berachmi. Tshuva Berachmi means that Kodesh Baruch Hu suffers together with the Chetim. Achet, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not only the Shor of the Shem of Yechai Shvishko. Kodesh Baruch Hu suffers. This is the Chaitin. And maybe the Chaitin wants to get out of Chet, to wash off the Chet, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyohu suffers pain. Pain. When there is a Odom Yisrael, when Odom Yisrael walks around, when he's a Chaitin. This is exactly what we show by the Shem Lekehoi, a Shushka. Mekilam Nashatit Shachar Shama. This was given. In the Geras, not the Geras, the Tshuva, the Parshas HaTshuva in West Hanan, and the Parshas HaTshuva in the Tzomim, interesting, the Parshas HaTshuva in West Hanan, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. in the Tisha B'Av. The parshas are Tshuva and Mitzvah, you read before Rosh Hashanah. Currently there is some link between those two parshas are Tshuva, and the 2 days are significantly observed. Anyway, and this is a Sefer HaRachmim. So what's the difference between Tshuva and Din, as far as between Din and Rachmim, as far as Tshuva is concerned? If it is B'din, therefore is Baruch Hu lets man to search. To search! He can't find the proper path, the proper way, which leads to Shari Tshuva. It's his fault. The Malachi Asher is a Tshuva which is handled by the Malachi Asher. The Malachi Asher doesn't understand it. He has all the best possibilities of hating. Live a clean life, a wonderful life, a meaningful life. He didn't do it, so let him regret. So he should regret. But to offer him Tshuva, to knock on the door, to say, Reb Chaim Reb Mor, you committed my will. Perhaps you want to be a Baal Tshuva, because Baruch Hu is ready to take you in his embrace. This is Midas HaDin, Midas HaDin does not want it. So there is Erech HaPayim, not only Rav Chesed Zemes means the Tshuva itself, the Akapor itself, no. Erech HaPayim, the waiting. Meshi was impressed by the kindness of the Mishboch, not so much in forgiving him, but in waiting for the Baal HaChet to knock at the door of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Erech HaPayim, the patience, the tolerance.
It's also a departure from the Baal Yisrael Tshuva that if you reach the same place, the same situation that you
were in,
if you went to Yom Moshe, obviously there's no opportunity
to do it. This is just a moment. This is Tshuva. What is according to the Ramban? What's according to the Ramban? Tshuva mitzvah rachmin. This is when HaKadosh Baruch himself held the Baal Tshuva to what to wash up. We don't know what kind of sometimes it is plain, it is pain, sometimes it is somehow. It's my own experience now, when the movements of the body become limited, and I cannot marshal my body and tell my body what to do, addressing how difficult it is actually to walk around. It's a certain insult which men feel if Ahmad is on the richest stage of immobility of money. And when somebody has got to come in order to help him wash. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Chayti sometimes cannot move. You don't know, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to the Chayti, knocks on his door. He told him, are you dead in respect? What do you mean? I wish somebody would help me to wash. And then I can go home, respond, and he helps him. But sometimes the safety tells somebody, go home, get out. If I want to wash, I will wash. And I said, I don't need your help. Then his Al-Fadim does not true anymore. Because Baruch is not supposed to do it. So much to come to the head of the house, knock on his door, and help him wash. Help him cleanse himself. This is only Midas HaRachmim. As Ramban says, the Sefer HaRachmim, they say that. The Shmei said it. Shmei says it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the Chetah to do the things which the Chetah lost because of Chetah. That's what Ramban says. That Midas HaDin Metuchah can never be enabled לא כן איזה המשך עד היום, ידיע המשך עד היום, כי הקדוש ברוך הוא רחמים, רחמון, מורה רחמים, כי הסליף הבא מחילו ממנו יזבורך, ומדיעית הקדוש ברוך הוא איז, שיהיו עבי עזר לבני אודום בעבי דוסי. הקדוש ברוך הוא נעתו לפרגיז, he helps them, come back, to come back. וזה שמה הכוסר, כי יהיה שמה הכוסר, כי ימחו הסליחו למען תיבורים. It means, כי ימחו הסליחו, everything is yours, everything is yours. Not only the forgiveness, the form of forgiveness, but it's you on the razor, and they prepare, to prepare, in order to prepare the fate from the killer. Because God helps them to do things with the fate wouldn't have done. That's what Rambam says. And this is Midas HaRachmim.
He said that Allah
wa Rahmah and Yisrael
said
that
Masihah
was the first of the Lakhah Bukhara Bukhara,
the
who Yazir al-Subhah. Yeah, Yazir al-Subhah.
Is
Baal
HaShabbat
Rabbah? Yeah, Yazir al-Subhah. Yeah, Yazir al-Subhah. Yeah, Yazir al-Subhah. Yeah, Yazir al-Subhah. It was Masihah. Yeah, Yazir. And in Yochan Ezra, is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through the process of Tshuva, Vizdechete, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had committed the sins. And this was given to the people not in Kisiso and in the Maisa Eger, but in the Mitzvah. And that's what Rambam said, and it's only in the Sefer HaRachmi. How did Rambam know it's only Sefer HaRachmi? The fact that the tshuva is not only offered to the Satan as just as an opportunity, but it's imposed upon him and pushed up down his throat, what his work makes him understand, come back, Kim Chasnich, or whatever the Satan does, is done by his work. And when the Chaita comes back to the Kral Yisroel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is accompanying him, and Shlap Tzachot. This is Rachel. Now, of course, after this was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishle Teret, he's the innkeeper already, we are clever. The innkeeper already, you are not satisfied with your Tefillah Shlichei. The immediate Tefillah Shlichei and this intelligent approach on the part of the Chete. The Kippur is with the man, with the man. And if you work with Kapore, what kind of Kapore? From Dvorin, from Sefer HaRachmi. From Shomer, Shomer, Kachel, Shushma. The Koran, Meshach, Kitzvah, Shomer. And this Kapore, if a Jew understands what the Kippur is, that's what Rav Akiva said. Asher Yisrael, Mitaharetz Avichem Shemishmayim. When the father has a little boy, and the boy has difficulties in getting dressed, so the father will not tell him and say, listen, do this, do that, I mean, put in your foot in the right side, shorts and so forth. You know, take the little boy, this is called, and undress him. Not teach him, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches. But our fathers will teach many times. And anything is a question of therapy, and therapy of training. But there are people that have no patience for training, for teaching. They do it for the person, for the Chaitim. And this is Tshuva Berachmi. This is Tshuva Berachmi. Tshuva Berachmi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through the steps, through the process of Tshuva, as if he had been the Chaita, and as if he had needed cleansing and purging, and as he, Kavi Yoko, had needed, I mean, especially therapy. Even though the one who needs the need is the Chaita, and sometimes the Chaita is not too eager to act the way he should act. This is Tshuva Berachmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes Kavi Yoko, Achete himself in order to show the Achete how hard to do it.
And we find, so if we don't do the mitzvah,
we have to be able to put in our field. No, we have to talk about El Chapai. El Chapai was that's exactly what the nation is from. Terutzim you can always get. The question is how to do true in spite of the Terutzim. You can always get Terutzim. And this is exactly what we are under the impression that actually the tshuva reached the highest degree of perfection, exaltedness, in Kisisa, as far as the Eidol is concerned. After all, the innkeeper is a memorial to the whole drama of the citizens. The most exalted idea of the tshuva we find in Sefer Arachim. This is in the Afteria, the Kriyas Afteria Tishbo, and the Kriyas Afteria on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So you say the Seita Kodesh Baruch Hu, Egel is not enough. We need more. And that is why Sefer, the Tzorim is called Mishnei Afteria. What is double? Double is just Shuvet and Kedin, and the Shuvet and Perach, and Derech Arachim. We want a double Torah, which means we want to have the true both, the true Al-Kadim and the true Al-Rachmi. And the Yinkifer is, that's now a Yinkifer. We can commemorate a Yinkifer not only the true from the Ebel, but the true from the Tzalach, from Sukhuk, from the Ebel, from the Shafter, from the Shafter, from the Shafter, from the Yazfah, from the Nishkaz, from the Shafter. It's great sure from the cloudiest world is because of Sefer Dvorim and the Midas Sarach. That's what the Rambam is saying. Basically, you see all the Terutzim in Rambam. The Rambam is very strange in this regard, but he does it in Aloha too. You see the Rambam, you don't take a tradition of Rambam and give him, but you see it doesn't matter. He talks, he writes, and writes, and writes, and writes. And we don't know many times what is the aiming. What? We could have, I remember many times the impression that I would have written down in five sentences. A man takes up five columns. Sometimes you get tired reading it. A man is a funny habit. Takes anything in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, in his debate with the Rambam about a young mitzvahs. His Rabban also quotes tremendous knowledge, actually, as far as Pius is concerned, you know. Tremendous. He knew the knowledge of the literature of Tirash Malpe, not only of Aloha, but of Akkot as well. It's tremendous. But he don't know the purpose. The purpose is a certain idea, bothers him. But somehow we cannot express this idea, or formulate this idea, but if he does not actually tell us, if not through actually, if he had no opportunity to tell matters, tell us about matters which are not actually indispensable for the understanding of the idea, but he couldn't actually explain to us. Without actually introducing my Morim and Kashas and Putin, which after he does tell us what the idea is, we realize that it would be well not necessary. But the Ramban says it's a typical feature of the Ramban. The Ramban, when we spoke about the Mishnah, which mitzvahs were, repeated or not repeated, tries to give examples not always, I mean meat, not always it's unique in order, but to the purposes to tell us something very new, something which almost revolutionary, something which we shall not believe. And this something comes out in the last few lines in Rambam. Rambam also in this Hakdome, he spoke about Mishter is a double tear, where the double mitzvah from Kene, which is Kene, which does not repeat, Kene is Zizeling, oh, I do really discuss the Rambam pretty well later on. But I felt when I studied the Rambam, that Rambam is moving somewhere. I mean, the idea that Kene is Zizeling, and that's why they there is showing, they were not included in Mishne Terah, like Ishet Rish was in the Holy Prophet of Mishne Terah. In this balance, this idea is not so exciting. The Ramban wanted to tell us the story of Rachmi, as Mori was a Sefer of Rachmi. But he couldn't say it to Ramban apparently, unless he told us about other ideas, in terms of repetition of mitzvahs, repetition of mitzvahs can and don't need repetition. But actually he was driving the Ramban straight to the last 10 lines. The Yitochein, the counter. The Yitochein. The Kamer is live in Moem, HaKodesh Bo, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, B'Mizeh Sarachmi, V'Diyah Chasod of Shemehein. This is here what Ramban actually is really betrays to us what he has in mind. Basically, the account of Ramban is all Habo Chum Shiteo, Amir Sadin, and Amir Sarachman is Shuvi. He is drawing. How do you know that? And because doing Shuvi for Shuvi and Amir Sadin is not good enough. You need Amir Sarachman. Amir Sarachman means not a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not leave the choice between Chet and Tshuva to the Chetim, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself gets involved, not it doesn't tell him anything, because of this Pira Chofshus, but it tells the Chetim and keeps on urging him and doing for the Chetim things which actually the Chetim himself should have done it, This is the Tshuva de Rachmi, and that's why the Sefer is called Mishne Terah. The Terah is Gimel Rachmi, this is the Ramban and all the idea. This is and the Ramban has a support. The support is that Hashem in Mishne Terah is different from the Hashem in the Yitro, and there is on the king, and here is Havai, straight away. Straight away in Mishne Terah. That's not a simple place, I don't know. I can't be too sure, but very few places where Hashem Havai is mentioned. From after Hashem Hekecho, but actually, Hashem Havai is the Hashem from Sefer Dorim. Havai and the king is the Hashem from and the Yikro and Bamidbo. This means Din Rachmi. This is Ramban. A simple Ramban, which people don't pay attention. You tell how much time did you spend on the Ramban here? And how much time did I spend? But I had to prepare something out here for you. There was no need to. Okay, all right, you want to listen? This is a thesis, not a Ramban. The next is a thesis. All right, take a Gemara. I don't know what we do. I don't know any place around the information. Along the mission of Hekel, you assume there are any. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know, but I understand. I don't know if any of them we should refer to this in the Talmud. But what has got to do with that? But what has it got to do with this? You mean the Ramban sit and you name Mr. Bulechet. Mr. Bulechet, when you saw the Ramban sit, and there are a soy and a soy. I don't know the recurrence. If you are referring to the We are standing in the middle of Shilin and Fanta. And the Gemara is this, this Avok and that matter. The Gemara mentions many ideas about Aftera, Avok and about Aftera. But the Gemara is not mentioned, the Shabbos is Tishubar. The Rosh Hashanah is the Kere in the Yishayo, the Nechemte the Yishayo. Not the Chomer alone is not enough. And on the Nechemte the Yishayo. In the Gemara is not mentioned. Who mentions it? The Psik Terabasa. The Psik Terabasa. And between Shwasa Metanos and Shwasa Metanos and Tishabo. You read Tlosa de Pruninuse, Tlosa de Pruninuse. Three after us in Polonius. That's in Yomiyo. You do read it. And between A, Hazek, character. Correct. There is a reason for it too. Why do we know that such a young you're going out? Hazek is a young. No, let's continue. And the city is a bit that is a and Rosh Hashanah is mentioned. The three, we understand. The three of tears from the Nusse, it's not between Shosha Betamus and Tishuba. This is the most acute topic. But what is this? I said yesterday the 7 days because Tamil French was repeated to God. That's right. You don't ask me. What is this? I'll show you, it's a problem. Seven in the Hamilton. Okay. How do you know? What upstairs do you know? You have chosen for Shulam in the Hamilton? You have chosen upstairs in Shayor, only in Shayor. Shulam in the Hamilton, you have a single upstairs doing your Major, another one in Shayor, in Shayor. Shulam in the Hamilton in Shayor, that's what you've seen. That's what you've seen. Well, in Tamil, in the Ramses, yes, we came in Shayor, half to you, Tisha Gog. Rosh Hashanah, the Nechomish is a young man. The Rabbi has a mystery in the Talmud. But don't make too much fuss about it. It's a haggard. Because it had been a little more. And the problem, when is Rosh Hashanah in Sunni? What day? I know. What day is Rosh Hashanah? Friday? No, Friday, so there's no collision. There's no conflict. But usually we get sometimes the question is the word. Make them and mark them and mark. What is more important? Scare from the shield in the center? Or the stage of the wine piece and the more. And I couldn't understand the matter of fact quite often. Why did the Mahama Pasco, the Mahama or the Hammer Pasco, that actually the shield in the center are they say? As they say, of the world, the Shabbos HaShem. Gaan er steeds mensen er omhoog? Als ze mij een kiesje hoort, hebben we dat nog. We waren misschien niet gaan zien dat mensen er omhoog. En thesis, particular thesis, makes so much fuss about it. Maar we zullen in de gemeente, en deze hele business is het meest probleem dat we zullen nog voor de schulden. Maar we zullen nog naar Provence, we willen we zijn in Provence. We zullen zeggen, ik kom dan, we zullen zeggen, die zes zoals in de Bashem, should be red, 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 אולי, זה יותר שישר, רבחי ולחי ולחבו, אבל רבחי ולחי 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 They Shabbos in Tishabah, in Tishabah Rosh Hashanah. Because in this kind of country, these are the crisis, it was what is it? What is it so, so concerned? Very conceptive. And then the crisis says, we have got to do it all in the time, how many will be short in the Vero? The ground that Jesus has appearances great, that's so significant to be seen in the chemical and Rosh Hashanah and the afters leaving after Rosh Hashanah. We don't know what it is. But not only there. Princess is a marketing in the viewer, and Princess is also careful that a failure should be part of failure. And you start with Nachmo, and you cannot read Nachmo and then read Mashayo from somewhere else. But you got to follow it up. Rahmu, next comes, what's the next? Timothy has a mother, sir. Yeah, next. Yes, sir, and so forth. And I have to say this. And the trouble is of Moshe Maken is that somehow he did not maintain his Seder. As a matter of fact, we are very careful too. For instance, when Maken is tonight, and Anir Sarol in the Homo, we read Anir Sarol in the normal year. I'd like to tell you it will be this year. We read Anir Sarol in the Homo. And it's very strange. In Neach, we have a near Sarah of Nechama, and we have Rone Akoro. What is the order in Neach? That is Rone Akoro. And then a near Sarah of Nechama. Did you say Neach the order? In Neach, the order is Kedine. In Neach, it's Kedine. I know, it's exactly right. So what is the order in there? I mean, you know, I need a seal. This is the order in Nogi, correct? Yeah. But when there's a collision between the Shul and the Chente and the Shayer, so how do we read it? When I call, I need a seal in a formal way. Okay, that's right. I need to see how the Nechama we read when. We read with the A, but the name of the country. We read with the A, I need to see how the Nechama. Hashman Kisi. And then in Kisite, we read two affairs. One after the Nechama. We read the Quran, the second after the Nechama. It shouldn't be in it. After all, the Seder. The Seder is that it should have been Roni Akor, réel, il est sincère. Qu'est-ce que c'est? So what do I do in the meat? Ani aseh. First, when I call him next, he began. He began because you look for Seder. The after I have, the Seder said, don't come in. So we have a vacant after. When I call him, and we have a vacant after, and he aseh. On a call his fire than yourself. So when you come to Kesetze and you read it after a short afternoon, you read it Kesetze on the way. Namely, first on a call and next in the SCR. But and caution. And in the general, there is no collision between the Kesetze. So what how do you read? On the SCR first. They want to come on this. Why? That's all I need to say is come next. Next to when they are called, when they are called before us. We wouldn't have known all that. The Balatesis in Avi and Rabbeinu Mishua use a very strange language. In the Bisa kind do not know the Gemara in the Bible. It would be simple. Why do you have it? Read the Gemara in the Bible. From the very beginning of the teaching. They took me on that name, like Chazal, the Gemara commanded the after it, before Tisha B'Av, before Shri Yeshua, the after Chazé is not the Shabbos before, but the Shabbos never of Tisha B'Av. Anyway, we are not named Keseder HaGemora, we are named Keseder Psik Terav. To say that psik terapsa, continue. This is the slow down.
Limar Gimel the Quran Nasa, Paidim Tishabab, Leilohain, Libre Yermiyahu.
So he gives a say that.
Shimud Bar Hashem, Hazon Yishayah.
This is Poronisa. Three Poronisa.
Was it Tishabab, Shave the Nakamsa?
Seven of them, seven of them. And two of two.
They will hang. Nahamu, Batoim Sion, Anio Sayaro, Zavado, Anoiti, Roni Akoro, Kumi Ori, and Saifasis, Birshu and Shuba.
Birshu, different. When is Birshu? Tengali. It's the Christian. It's the Christian. The garden then is Pinky Pan. Anyway, this is not my problem.
Latichach Magdimim Anir Sayaro, Koidim Roni Akoro, Derek Hanahomas Leos Hokus and Mishibokos Yosha.
So why the Neos, if you see them, why the Neos Sayaro read before one Roni Akoro, so what does this say? Last after, before Rosh Hashanah, like six sources, or that Shabbos before, what's in the last year of Shabbos before? Kukum Erek, Yuva Erek, are more exalted as to promise to Rosh Hashanah, the language, as that content, the Nachmun Nachmun, and then it is more in Bakidish for every. Very frankly, I try to find out from the Tish Balatis, and not from the Balatis, from the Nevi'im themselves, and the Twilight, this teaches presumption that the bacteria of every of the Shabbos from which the Nachmu is not as exalted as the bacteria from Kumayir, or the bacteria from Sisasa Vadisha, the same bacteria. Seraphim, the Seraphim, are beautiful, beautiful stars. And the exaltedness of the degrees of the Louis, in general, I can't, it's very hard for me to say this Louis is more exalted than the other. They are all Tvarashe, and only them are alike. The only difference is Rishadim. So who is the one to actually to decide and to say, you start Nachmu, and Nachmu is more important, but then it's seen as a Bhagavad Shem, right? Nachmu, Nachmu, I mean, beautiful. The Dima of the Kehra, okay, we speak about the change of the earth and the shape of the earth and so forth. So what's the wrong with Nachmu, Nachmu, I mean, why shouldn't I say, but then it's seen as a Bhagavad Shem, and Nachmu, I mean, after the world? So what does it mean? And can you just continue? So can you find the spaces continue? This has a good idea, Rabbi Chayyur, Rabbi Chayyur. Rabbi Chayyur
starts with
the start of the summit and the summit of the summit. You think you are going to taste what you reach after the most exalted one? Huh? Say so. They take Kumehere to go here, the two after us, close to each other. Take a look at the Yavachumesh, take a look. What is this? What is this? Something which makes no sense. No? Already, no? Kumi Eren Kivu Eren, Kumeda the same Olai Ozo, Kena Hesha Chasera et La Rof and Lumin, Olai Ech Yizra, Yizra Hashem, Kumi Eren Olai Ech Yizra. Could you have a more good stuff instead? Because we didn't, we don't think this. They
don't think
it's a lie, I don't think. The Shabbos looks after the Ruach. We tell the Master what to say. No, what is it? It's a sharp question of principle. Epiphany, death, say there. That says that is important. Malin Bakayas. The case doesn't use it. Malin Bakayas in the Ruach. But the question I'm not asking teaches for why Malin Bakayas in the Ruach should apply to such a case. This is not my problem. My problem is how does teachers know? Whoever has arranged the affairs, the taste osage by the Shem is inferior as to the exaltedness of the Nevi'e to superior to Nachmu Nachmu. I could have started Nachmu Nachmu and go in the opposite direction, and I could have also the same Shiva the Nechemite. You cannot, I want to tell you. No. A Shia is a Shia. But here, he's playing shot in places. He's playing shot in places. So you cannot suspect teachers to introduce a principle which has got to be valid throughout seven affairs. You cannot have a conflict anyway. Nachmu, we say such. Patience is very consistent in pursuing the affairs one by one. And to say, God, and patience, they say, you look at the end of the patience. I don't know any policy. You are really ready.
Ram first starts the battle with Savita and Shabbos and first starts with peace and starts on the Congress. The gift should become down and receive the Shabbos with the Yom Kippur. If she has Shabbos with the Yom Kippur, it's two persons on the gift of the Shabbos with the Yom Kippur. It's sure you to sit by this for Shabbos and Mata. The height of the may choose the people with the truth on the battle with the Lord and Mata. The same as the most important comment from Shabbos and destroy the mind. The Shabbos and the Shabbos and the Shabbos. The Zah Minhoch, the blowing span of oil of our yes.
Okay. And Ce crezi să auzi? Deci la Dumnezeu, că la Sfânt, să zic, vreau să știi, tu ești ca unul la Mahaimul, în Dabul Mire. Allah, nu mă dăm
cavă.
Da, bă, nu, 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 He told me that the Rams are shit for Ramba. So I took the word because he was out of the water. But then after some time, I realized, did not check immediately. I realized that the Ramba was going to be accused with the Balapaces.
It's a great tradition,
too, but not
quite supposed to.
Yeah. But the Rams are new edition,
it's quite involved.
Who is
involved? Shilba.